You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let me first congratulate you on your nomination and establish that Finland fully aligns itself with the statement to be made by the European Union and would like to add some remarks from a national perspective. The BTWC has done its part in preventing the use of biological weapons. But in the light of new technological advances, rapid exchange of information, and also the emergence of non-state parties, we need to make sure that the convention and its practical implementation will live up to its expectations also in the future. We consider it important to establish structures that might contribute to a better functioning of the convention and to strengthen the ability to take collective action in between review conferences. This would be of specific importance in the area of science and technology due to the rapid advancement within life sciences and biotechnology, which can have both positive and negative impact on the BTWC. In this regard, Norway, Sweden, and Finland have tabled a paper that hopefully provides some useful elements in terms of science and technology in a run-up for the review conference. Let me now quickly run through this paper. Article 12 of the BTWC addresses the importance of taking into account new scientific and technological developments relevant to the convention. This can be achieved by engaging scientists in an elaborate, extended, and continuous analytical work that directly benefits the operation of the convention, serving the object and purpose of Article 12. The annual meeting of experts as part of the intersessional program is obviously useful. Nevertheless, its contribution to the BTWC could be enhanced further if annual topics reflecting the priorities decided by the annual meeting of states parties would guide its work. This would require states parties to nominate national experts possessing know-how on specific topics to serve as members of a more structured, scientific, open-ended group administered by the implementation support unit, who could also have a role as a rapporteur. Other proposals made in this regard also provide valuable contribution for further elaboration of this issue. It would be important to invite a variety of specialists from academia, civil society, and industry, serving in their personal capacity when required. Experts should represent cross-disciplinary interests, as the nature of the BTWC requires a multitude of different elements to be taken into account in the scientific work. As science and scientific work focuses on diversity of topics in various parts of the world, mechanisms to enable participation of scientists from different regions in this important work should be explored. The work of scientists is technical, not political. Nevertheless, the experts should represent the diversity of states parties, as this would be essential to gain a full understanding of specific topics as they are understood in different parts of the world. The spread of infectious diseases is a global threat in developing as well as developed countries. The existence of outbreaks of diseases that endanger lives place great strains on national healthcare systems and even hamper sustainable economic growth. Moreover, many of the emerging and re-emerging infectious diseases as well as classic endemic diseases represent potential biological threats. Therefore, an increased focus on research and development efforts and international collaboration is needed. To a certain extent, ladies and gentlemen, Articles 10 and 12 are interlinked. The BTWC Review Conference should encourage and support enhanced international cooperation in life sciences, supporting national health systems in addressing global health threats, In particular, the review conference should recall the obligations set out in the international health regulations and the ongoing crisis reform process of the WHO. We believe that the US, for instance, has touched upon this issue in their working paper as well. The ISU of the BTWC is not an operational agency for the basic fact that it's a very small one in the field of international cooperation and assistance, but the unit could contribute within its capacities towards the full implementation of Article 10 of the Convention in close partnership with the mandated agencies. In addition, the Global Health Security Agenda, the G7 Global Partnership, and various bilateral and multilateral programs also represent possible channels for the implementation of Article 10. We have left the administrative details of our proposal rather open-ended, with a good reason. We first need to establish the substance we want out of the enhanced science and technology process. When this is clear, we would be in a position to see which situation, which structure better serves the substantive needs of this process. What is crystal clear, however, is the need to have the South and the North to sit at the same table to set the priorities for this process. Mr. President, dear colleagues, there are a variety of proposals on science and technology-related issues that have been tabled by the states' parties in the run-up for this preparatory committee meeting, and more might be coming up. It is also to be welcomed that the civil society at this very moment is sitting on these corridors pondering about the same topic. Sheer number of these proposals make it clear that some progress in this field could be expected as an outcome of the review conference in November. Mr. President, I hope that the elements provided by Finland, Norway, and Sweden are helpful in this work. Thank you.